I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The conflict between Palestinians and Israelis is taking a back seat to the conflict between Palestinians and Palestinians. Tensions in the territories exploded last year. That's when Hamas expelled Fatah from Gaza and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah set up a government in the West Bank. The conflict between Hamas and Fatah erupted again this past weekend. A Hamas attack on a Fatah-allied clan in Gaza sent more than 100 fleeing the scene. 87 of them ended up in the West Bank town of Jericho. Linda Gradstein reports.
About a dozen men stand in a line here at the Palestinian Authority's military intelligence barracks in this hot, dusty town. They're waiting to use the bathroom. Another group squats on the floor to eat pita bread. The men arrived at this military barracks last night, and they still seem dazed. Abu Farouk Hillis is a tall man with a short brown beard. He says that armed Hamas forces surrounded his Seja'iya neighborhood Saturday. Hillis says they had one goal.
To erase Hillis' family. Hamas tried to erase Hillis' family just because they are Hillis only. I don't know who these peoples. They are human? No, I don't think so. They are not Muslims. They are not Muslims.
Saturday's raid on the neighborhood left at least 11 Palestinians dead. Most were from the Hillis family. Abu Farouk Hillis says he and others ran toward the Israeli border. There, Israeli soldiers told them to wait until they had permission to enter. Once inside Israel, he says, the men were treated as potential terrorists. He says they were strip-searched and taken for interrogation. Israel television broadcast pictures of the men being taken to a military prison. They were blindfolded and handcuffed and wore only underwear. Abu Farouk Hillis says the treatment did not improve in prison. He says the Israeli guards ignored his pleas for medical care for his leg, which he hurt while fleeing the Hamas attack.
3 days I told him I need a doctor. I need a hospital to my leg. I can't walk. They don't do anything. You are lying.
Israel assumed that Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas would allow the men to go to the West Bank. But on Sunday, Abbas told Israel to send them back to Gaza. Abbas's stated reason was that the Hillis family was the last bastion of Fatah in Gaza, and he needed them to hold the fort there. Privately, Palestinian officials say Abbas was angry that the Hillis clan did not fight for Fatah during last summer's Hamas takeover of Gaza. In the end, Israel did send 32 men back to Gaza, but 87 ended up here in the West Bank town of Jericho. Deputy Mayor Bilal Amar says nobody consulted him about receiving the men.
I think what happened to these guys that came to Jericho is a catastrophe. It is also like a big injury in the heart of the Palestinian people.
All of the men left their families behind. Abu Farouk Hillis cries as he talks about his elderly diabetic father. Abu Farouk worries that his father's not taking his medicine. Another of the Gaza escapees, Arafat Hillis, is a sociology professor. He says the routing of the Hillis clan was a major victory for Hamas.
Hamas knew that the only power that challenged it was the Hillis family. And since Hillis family is weak now, therefore Hamas is the strongest in Gaza.
But it might be too soon to write off Fatah entirely from Gaza. About a third of Gazans support Fatah. One Palestinian analyst says, ideologically, the movement is still in Gaza. You can't erase a whole party. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jericho in the West Bank.